Several recent articles have expressed concern at the societal impact of AI. With the International Monetary Fund warning of an impending recession due to the Middle East conflict, unemployment will rise even in spite of AI. The Guardian argues that governments need to focus on the three Rs: reskilling, reindustrialization, and redistribution. A key worry is that any jobs created by efficiency improvements brought by AI will be more menial than those jobs lost. MIT Technology Review compares AI with the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic transformed society by reorganizing work and governments mobilized research into vaccines. What is missing for AI is a similar mobilization plan to define what millions of out-of-work truck drivers, software engineers, paralegals, journalists, etc. can do. The journal also summarizes some of the popular resistance activities in the US against the surge in AI. For instance, major resistance is growing in communities where data centers are being built. People fear increases in utility bills, destruction of rural lands, and pollution. Protests stalled the construction of $98 billion worth of data centers in the second quarter of 2025 alone. Bloomberg reported that an unauthorized group has gained access to the Claude Mythos model, Anthropic's model that the company refused to release to the public because of its strong capacity to detect zero-day vulnerabilities in code. This is a dangerous capability in the hands of a bad actor. Despite the U.S. administration declaring Claude AI models as modelos non grata after Anthropic refused to sign a deal with the U.S. Department of Defense, CEO Dario Amodei was in the White House to discuss Claude Mythos being used to launch cyberattacks on basic infrastructure like the electrical grid and financial services. The 2026 AI Index from Stanford University's Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence reports that the top AI models are not plateauing in terms of performance, but rather performance is continuing to increase even compared to last year. Energy consumption by models is increasing. Worldwide, data centers now consume 29.6 gigawatts of power, which is enough to power New York State at peak demand. The water used by OpenAI for the GPT-4o model alone exceeds the drinking water needed for 12 million people. Also, the AI supply chain is under pressure. The U.S. has 5,427 data centers, which is more than 10 times that of any other country. At the same time, the leading AI chips are fabricated by TSMC in Taiwan. Regarding big tech, a Guardian article looks at the track record of Apple CEO Tim Cook on privacy matters. Cook is stepping down after 15 years in charge of the firm. Cook has always highlighted Apple's commitment to user privacy, calling privacy a fundamental right. At the same time, in 2018, Apple transferred the iCloud accounts of Chinese users to a state-backed data center. The Guizhou Cloud Big Data, GCBD, center allows Chinese government officials to search through user data. Amnesty International criticized this move, saying that it has helped China crack down on dissidents. Meanwhile, Google said that it blocked 8.3 billion policy-violating advertisements globally in 2025. It attributes AI to the increase in number of ads blocked, as well as to an 80% reduction in the number of incorrect suspensions. On the topic of AI adoption, an InfoWorld article warns that leading cloud providers such as AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud may be losing ground to newer hyperscaler competitors because they still assume that corporate customers privilege vendor reputation. Established cloud providers are charging up to 6 times more than newer cloud services for the same compute capacity. Another article looks at the challenge of AI governance for unstructured data, sound, video, mails, etc. Language models help governance because they can be used to classify and categorize unstructured documents, as well as detect duplicates and tag documents for data retention policies. One of the biggest open risks for governance is inference exposure, where an AI might correctly answer a question by accessing a sensitive document.